What's the secret to being a good leader?
Being freaking honest, and even honest when it's unpopular to be honest. Honesty is the only one that, at the end of the day, that's the only one that you can do. That's one. Two is, if you don't get some people around you that you can trust who are going to call crap on you, who are going to go and say, you're an idiot, and you can live with that, or having a non-deferential sort of way of doing things. I think deference kills you a lot of the time too. I think deference undermines your ability to go and do things, or wanting people to pay deference to you. I think that, and it all comes back to honesty and just being really who you are, rather than, you know, pretending that you're someone else, you know. And more than anything else. And I don't know, I just got past the point in my life where I want to pretend that I'm cool or funny or whatever, you know. Just be me and deal with it. I think that's that, to build belief, you know, it was only two syllables in that one. The first one was bull. But if you're telling people stories, you know, you're going to get caught out. And hopefully you work around people that are smarter than you. You know, it's amazing. There's a meeting that we run in here, which is the Windows performance meeting. And our performance guys are just the smartest people that I think I've met in a long while. You know, like I think I've probably ever met, especially as a group. There are all these physicists and stuff. But, it's kind of weird when I come in and, you know, we're sitting in the meeting, they're kind of like looking to me for approval. And it always runs through my head that, you know, like, okay, so I'm probably, you know, 10 IQ points within, like, the dumbest one of you, but, you know, it's kind of a funny thing to go and realize that. But, you know, being honest and being yourself, I think, comes down to that.